Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Sohegan Wood Products' two core plugs feature superior crush strength, helping paper companies reduce loss claims for pennies per roll. See their ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
This column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. The title of this column is Be Careful How You Define Your Team, Part 2. And here's what Jim has to say. Last week, we talked about exactly who is defined as part of your team. This was done from the stance of making sure you don't, due to naive generosity, take on work outside your scope and in the end do everything poorly. At the same time, you must ward off the outside work without building silos or fortresses that seed discontent. This week, we will deal with two issues that may come up as you protect your team and strive for excellence in your team's area of responsibility, as well as good relations with all of your coworkers. Let's start with this situation. Your team and you realize you have taken on assignments which you should not have agreed to do. Now you think you are stuck with these forever. Good news, you are not. Call up the person who dumped their monkey on you, and after pleasantries, say, "We really hoped we could help you out with this assignment, but it is taking away from our core work and is affecting the quality of our outcomes. So we will be able to do this for you for 2 more weeks, but by a certain date, we will stop." This person will try to get into what your core work is and what is the definition of quality of your core work. Don't fall for this trap. Block any such conversation and tell them the matter has been decided, and that's that. If they have half a brain, they know not to go on to your boss and try to renegotiate this. The other scenario I want to protect you from is the initial act of dumping something on you. The first rule when someone outside your defined team tries to dump something on you is stall. Say, "Let me take this up with my team and see what they say." Then your team discusses it and takes one of the following courses of action. A, drop it. Make the requester call you back first. Or B, tell them whether they force a call on you or you voluntarily call them. "We would like to help you, but we're concerned that this is taking on too much that will affect the quality of work demanded in our core mission." Be prepared to define your core mission succinctly and in a way that completely excludes this new work. Never quickly take on new assignments that are outside your scope or core mission. The third scenario is that the person who wants to give you work does an end run and goes to your boss. In this case, you tell your boss you will have to think about it. Don't just take it on because your boss says so. Tell her that you want to think about it and we'll get back to her. Then really think about it, and depending on the circumstances, and you'll have to judge these, you either go back to her or stall, waiting for her to call again. In the meantime, get your arguments ready to fend off this new work, unless it is something you think will enhance your career with your boss. The two things that will almost always work in these arguments is to bring up the quality and schedule of your current workload. If you can succinctly argue that this new work will affect either of these, you have a chance of fending it off, even with your boss. For safety this week, last week we talked about how the team expands in a safety incident. A refinement of this is for you to ask the professional in charge of containing the safety incident how you can help. He or she will have many essential tasks that do not require special training, but do need to be done. And this may be the most important thing you can do. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.